Running the race and fixing our eyes on Yeshua. The spirit is willing, but the flesh, the old nature, is what? Weak. Spirit's willing, the flesh, the old nature is weak. One of the things that makes us weak is that we are very easily distracted. We can lose focus on really important things that are right before us that can even result in serious injury or death to ourselves or to others. Here's one example. This should be accurate. I found it in Wikipedia. There are about 1.6 million crashes in the U.S. every year involving cell phone use, of which 500,000 cause injuries and 6,000 cause fatalities. Texting while driving is now the leading cause of death among teenagers. Texting and driving accounts for approximately 11 teen deaths every day in the United States. Texting is involved in about 25% of all car accidents in the United States. This is from Wikipedia, but I believe it is sufficiently accurate. Distracted driving is dangerous. It can be deadly. Yet in spite of that, many will not put down their cell phones and focus on their driving. It is hard for people to stay focused on important things, even the most important things. After leaving Egypt and seeing great miracles, and while Moses was on Mount Sinai receiving the word of God, the Jewish people got distracted. We did not stay focused on God. We took our eyes off of the Lord and made and then worshiped a golden calf. It is crucial to stay focused on the most important thing of all, and that is God Himself. Psalm 25, Einai tamid et Adonai. My eyes are continually toward the Lord. Psalm 123. I lift up my eyes to you who sit enthroned in heaven. As the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a female slave look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God. We must focus on God Himself and not take our eyes off Him and focus on worthless things. Psalm 101. Lo asit leneged einai devar bili'al. I will set no worthless thing before my eyes. Staying focused. Fixing your eyes on what is important, not getting distracted. And now that the Messiah, the Son of God, and our Lord and Savior has come into the world, lived a perfect life, died an atoning death to reconcile humanity to God, conquered death by rising from the dead, ascended to the right hand of God the Father, and is ruling with Him over the universe right now at this very moment, has sent His Spirit to those who transfer their loyalties to Him, and knows how to help us overcome our greatest challenges, we need to fix our eyes on Yeshua. The author of the letter to the Messianic Jews, also known as the book of Hebrews, put it like this. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Yeshua, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. When I was in high school, I didn't join the track team. I didn't enter any races, but I did quite a bit of running. I remember building up my stamina and running for 2 or 3 miles at a time. Running that far was not easy. There were times when it hurt and I wanted to quit. The author of the letter to the Messianic Jews compares our lives to a race, but not a short race like a 50-yard dash or a 100-yard dash. But a much longer race, more like a marathon, which is a little over 26 miles. There will be times in life when our life is hard and maintaining faith is hard, and we will want to quit. We will want to stop believing. We will want to stop serving the Lord. We will want to stop telling others the good news. We will not want to stand for God and for the truth. We will not want to participate in the life of Messiah's community. I can guarantee that. We must not do that. We must not quit. We must persevere. We must endure to the end. We need to run with perseverance the race marked out for us. How do we do that? The author to the Messianic Jews tells us to do 3 things. First, we throw off everything that hinders. Second, we throw off the sin that so easily entangles. And we'll talk about the third in a bit. We throw off everything that hinders, number one. That includes things that are a waste of time, trivial things, unimportant things, things that are unworthy of a reward. We throw off the things that hinder. We may have to throw off not just trivial things, unimportant things. We might have to throw off good things, because the enemy of the best is the what? The good. Did you ever hear that expression? It's a really good expression. The enemy of the best is the good. Good things can hinder us from the best things if the good things crowd out the best things, the really important things. Does that make sense? The enemy of the best is the good. So my question to you right now is, are there good things in your life that you should throw off to do the best things? So first, we throw off everything that hinders. Second, we throw off the sin that so easily entangles. Sin can be subtle, tricky, deceitful, deceptive, entangling. It can sneak up on us and entangle us, maybe like an enemy sneaking up behind and suddenly tying up a soldier before he is aware of what is happening. Or imagine a man walking on a path in a forest. The path becomes narrower. The man continues walking. The trees and branches and vines on the sides of the path get thicker. The man continues walking. Suddenly, he finds himself entangled in dense vines and branches and is unable to go forward. We throw off the sin that so easily entangles. Can you imagine running a race while wearing weights? Or dragging a heavy object behind you? Or trying to run a race if you are entangled with ropes? You are not going to do very well in that race. That's what our faith journey will be like if we don't throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let's throw off those unimportant things, those trivial things, maybe even those good things, if they are preventing us from doing the best things. Let's forsake the sin that so easily entangles, all those bad habits, all those things that are wrong, that tempt us, that we are flirting with. Then, the third thing we do to run with perseverance the race marked out for us is fix our eyes on Yeshua. Of course, right now, he's seated at the right hand of God the Father. And we can see him there with the eyes of faith. And we can fix our eyes on him who is at the right hand of God, full of power and glory and full of love for us. Now, even though Yeshua is at the right hand of God, when I think about fixing my eyes on Yeshua, I also imagine him at the goal line of the race that is marked out for me. Sometimes if you're running a race, friends or family will come to the race and they'll be along the side or maybe at the goal cheering you on. I imagine Yeshua at the goal line of the race marked out for me, encouraging me, cheering me on, saying things like, "Lauren, I know things are really hard right now, but you can do it. Things were really hard for me, but I never quit. I persevered. I made it to the goal. I won my race. Follow my example. Know that I'm here for you. I'll help you. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged by any opposition, any persecution. Keep proclaiming the good news. Keep building up my community. Looking to me in my example and having my spirit and the grace that comes from me, you will be able to persevere to the end and be saved. You can do it. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Yeshua. Living in a world that is satanically controlled and in rebellion against God and under a curse is not easy. Being a follower of Messiah is not easy. There will be trials. There will be opposition. There will be discouragements. There will be times when we will want to quit. Don't do that. Don't quit. Don't give up. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Yeshua, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Yeshua had faith from start to finish. Yeshua is the preeminent example of faith. He is the greatest model of faith. His life is the greatest expression of what faith looks like. Earlier in the book of Hebrews, there is a list of great men and women of faith. Yeshua is the greatest expression of faith. No one ever had faith like he did. He was greater in faith than those with the greatest faith who came before him. And no one who comes after him will ever have faith like him. We see him, and we see perfect faith in action. He is the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Salvation is initiated by God, not us. Faith is initiated by God, not us. God gifts us with the gift of faith. Yeshua is the one who enables us to have faith. And Yeshua is the one who keeps us in faith. And Yeshua is the one who enables us to remain faithful to the end. Therefore, let us fix our eyes on Yeshua, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. When we fix our eyes on Yeshua, we are able to have faith that enables us to rise above the most challenging circumstances. Matthew records an amazing instance when Yeshua did that, when he walked on water. After teaching a large crowd on the eastern side of the Kinneret, the Lake of the Galilee, and miraculously feeding 5,000 men, which did not include women and children, Yeshua made the disciples get into a boat and go on ahead of him to the other side of the lake, the western side. After he dismissed the crowd, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, and the boat was buffeted by the waves because the wind was blowing and was against it. Shortly before dawn, Yeshua went out to the disciples walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said. And they cried out in fear. But Yeshua immediately said to them, "Take courage. It's I. Don't be afraid." And then another miracle occurred. "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," Yeshua said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Yeshua. As Peter came toward Yeshua, which means Peter was looking at Yeshua, his eyes fixed on Yeshua, he was able to walk on the water. That's amazing. But when he took his eyes off of Yeshua and looked at the difficulties of his situation, when he looked at the circumstances surrounding him and saw the wind and the waves, he became afraid and he began to sink. And he cried out, "Lord, save me, help me." Yeshua, however, was never overwhelmed by any of the difficulties he encountered. He had perfect faith. And when Peter refocused on Yeshua and cried out for his help, Yeshua reached out his hand and caught him and said to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When Peter fixed his eyes on Yeshua, who is the focus of our faith now, Peter's faith enabled him to walk on water. When Peter took his eyes off of Yeshua and focused on other things, his faith got weak, and he began to doubt, and he began to sink. When we fix our eyes on Yeshua, we get strong in faith and are able to overcome all of life's challenges and endure and persevere like Peter did when he walked on water. When we fix our eyes on Yeshua, we are able to run the race marked out for us and not grow weary and lose heart. People are influenced by what they see. If we spend time watching, say, a TV show with a character we admire, we might find ourselves talking like, acting like, thinking like, responding like that character that we admire in that TV show that we're spending a lot of time watching. Has that ever happened to you? It's happened to me. There were quite a few times when I was watching Star Trek, The Next Generation, that I found myself thinking about how Captain Jean-Luc Picard would respond if he was in my situation. And what Captain Picard would say and do and decide to do. We are influenced by the things we hear. We are influenced by the things we read. We are influenced by the things we see. When we fix our eyes on Yeshua, we become more like Yeshua. And we start to act more like Yeshua and think more like Yeshua and respond to life's challenges more like Yeshua. How do we fix our eyes on Yeshua? We wake up and ask God to help us fix our eyes on Yeshua that day. We make ourselves think about Yeshua, force ourselves to. We focus our minds on him and his life and his teachings and his miracles, and his death, and his burial, and his resurrection, and his ascension, and the giving of his Spirit who is now living in us. We read Matthew, we read Mark, we read Luke, we read John on a fairly regular basis. We talk with others about Yeshua. We listen to good messages about Yeshua. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Yeshua, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, the saying is true, out of sight, out of mind. We don't want Yeshua to ever be out of mind. So help us fix our sight on Yeshua.